Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for your revelation of Jesus Christ to us. We thank you for your wisdom that you give us. Father, we ask that you would help us, strengthen us, to be bold and courageous in a way that would have us lean into you, not into ourselves, that would have us seek you, not seek ourselves. Father, we pray that your will be done here in this radio program, in our lives, and in all that we put our hands to, all that we do. Father, we pray against any sense of trying to do it ourselves or trying to go it alone, trying to maneuver this all in our own strength. And pray most of all, Father, that you would lay upon my heart the desires of your heart, that you wouldn't allow me to do things my way. Father, I don't want what my heart wants. I want what your heart wants. And so I pray today that you would line us up with your will. You would line us up with your way, that this radio program would be that sweet fragrance and aroma that would go out, that it would draw many towards you and near you. That, Father, even if we hear or don't hear any stories about what this program does, that we would just have faith that you take the most foolish things. And, Father, what more foolish thing is there than two guys talking for 23 minutes on the radio and people tuning in and listening in the midst of how busy everybody is and how much is going on, for people to stop and listen to two people talking and not knowing what we're going to talk about, Father. When we really stand back, it almost seems like it would be kind of insane and foolish, and yet you say you take the foolish things and you do amazing things with them. So, Father, in all our foolishness, use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday. It's April 29th, 2015. And how appropriate, Jason, that we're on the phone lines together, because I think we've been corresponding maybe, 30, 40, 50 different emails over the past 4 or 5 days. I think we've had 5, 6, 7 revisions of the special 2020 flyer that, thank you, God, that you kind of initiated and put together. And between Karen and I and proofing it and tweaking it a little, I'm pleased to say it's at Martin Graphics and maybe will be printed on Friday or the first part of this next week. But I'm very excited what God has accomplished, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. But I want to announce a couple things that are happening in our area this Friday at Windsor Road Christian Church. Jill Savage is coming to town. She's going to be talking for the ladies about leaving a legacy. She'll empower the women to respond to the mistakes of others with grace. Huh? Can I get a testimony on that, Jason? You preach on that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Embracing God's powerful truth every day. Replace anger towards loved ones with forgiveness. Wow, that's something that we can all embrace and learn to be better at. And then also about life-giving faith over joy-robbing fear. So that's this Friday at Windsor Road Christian Church. The cost is $15 in advance or $20 at the door, so you can even procrastinate right up to the last minute and show up 7 p.m. this Friday night, May 1st. But if you need more information, you can call the church at 217-359-2122. That's 217-359-2122. Jill Savage is coming to the Windsor Road Christian Church this Friday night. And also on Saturday, Holly and I will be joining a number of other Great News Radio listeners. I know I announced this Monday night during our Singing Men rehearsal, and Roger and Audrey, Huey and Kate, and some of the other Singing Men and their wives are going to be joining in on a My Hope Revival Banquet being held at Yoder's Kitchen in Arthur. And I know a number of these guys that are behind organizing this. They're a part of, I don't know what they call themselves, like an East Central Illinois revival team, but they've been praying up how can they bring about revival to this area, or how they can be that vehicle that God uses, because God's always about revival into our own hearts, and then that will affect our families and our churches and our communities. But they're putting on a free dinner for everyone, so I think somebody caught the vision and wants to underwrite all the costs so that we can come together and talk and share, and there's resources that are going to be handed out so that we can see how God may, in fact, bring revival to our area. And so I think they have Romans 1:16. And boy, you've been preaching and loving that book of Romans, aside from how passionate you are about teaching Isaiah. You love Romans 8, I know for sure, but Romans 1:16 is, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to the salvation for everyone who believes." And so that's their theme verse for the evening, and it's all happening at Yoder's Kitchen this Saturday, May 2nd at 6 p.m. at Yoder's Kitchen. Let's see, 1195 East Columbia in Arthur. But you need to call so they can make proper plans and have the right amount of food and materials. Call Mike at 217-273-3904, 217-273-3904. That's this Saturday, My Hope Revival Banquet, a free banquet for anyone that has a heart for revival. So if your pastor, church leaders and their spouses, or you have a heart for revival, call and get your name in. And we'll see you this Saturday at Yoder's Kitchen in Arthur. So, Jason, kudos to you. You know, you have the gift of preaching, no doubt about it. God has wired you to study His Word, to deliver it accurately, to be under His authority and His inspiration as you read it and pray through it and try to find points of application and then teach it properly in its entirety. But you also have a gift of artistry, and I think this was a part of years ago with college. Weren't you working towards being involved with comic books or something? I think you shared that during your testimony a long time ago.
Yeah, many years ago. I mean, since I was a kid, I've always drawn. I think that, boy, I was thinking about this a couple weeks ago, because Jacob and I were talking about Star Wars, and I remember being a kid and my parents taking me to see Star Wars, and that was, what, 1978, 79, something like that. And I just loved to draw. And so, I mean, I was enamored with Star Wars, and I don't know how many pieces of paper I probably went through just drawing scenes from the movie and that. And that carried through into my junior high, high school years, much better at drawing than I was at math or anything else. So I would take as many art classes as I could, and that kind of buoyed my GPA so I could actually graduate from high school. But it's always been a part of who I am. So, you know, art and music, I played in a band for quite a while, played guitar and did that, although really don't get a lot of time to do that now. But, yeah, you know, artistic endeavors, how things look, how things are laid out have always been important to me because I think it's one way that we communicate to people, and it's one way that we communicate the gospel to people. How do things look? I mean, I use this analogy with a lot of people. I say, have you ever gone into to buy your Bible? And you don't just pick up whatever Bible it is. You pick up a bunch of different Bibles, and you feel them, and you look at them, and you look at the text. And there's something, and you say, well, I love this one. It just feels good. And I think there's something about how something feels and how it looks and that really interacts with our senses. In fact, if you go on the Great News Radio website, you preface the story of the radio ministry with the verse out of the Psalms, which says, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's something about interacting with the Lord, tasting and seeing, that's important. So I think visually how we perceive things of the Lord, visually how we taste them and do all that, there should be a good quality to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and oftentimes, and I'll just say this, and I hope I don't offend anybody, but I think as Christians, we've kind of not engaged that piece of it, you know, the artistic or the visual. And we've not always put our best foot forward. Things have kind of looked cheap or they've looked just kind of thrown together. I've seen quite a few church websites that need a lot of help, ours too included at many different points in history. But, you know, I just think it's so important because for some people, they're very visual. And so the gospel speaks to them through what they see. I think about David, who was a musician and danced before the ark and, you know, captured a vision of the temple that was going to be built. And so, you know, there was something about David, even though David was this warrior man, there was something about him that was very artistic, very creative about him. I mean, it's just so funny when I think about the Bible, and I mean, it makes me laugh. And this is, the Bible can do like no other book can do. You've got David who's got like these mighty men in Chronicles who, you know, one guy goes down into a pit on a snowy day with a lion and kills him with his bare hands. You've got another guy with a weaver's rod who kills hundreds of people. I mean, you've got these like really burly special forces kind of Navy SEAL guys around David. David himself, it says in there, tore I think it was either a bear or a lion in half with his bare hands. But then he'd go off with a harp and play the harp, which is just not what you would think. I mean, that's not the scene you'd put in an action movie for your action star. And so David was kind of this guy who embodied some, and by the way, I think to be with those guys and then to go off and play the harp,
I think that takes great courage, because most of us would kind of hide away in those things. And he didn't do that. And so it shows us a piece of who God is. And David was a man after God's own heart. And I think that that was because David was unafraid of what culture or even opinion might say of him. He was really just more concerned about what God would say about him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm thinking of that Colossians passage, you know, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. And how many times, like we as Christians, we should do things with excellence, whether it's like putting together a brochure, whether it's being in the workplace. I mean, our employer should say, you know, wow, that person is a hard worker and they're a Christian. I mean, we should do it as unto the Lord. I mean, that's, we might be paid by an organization or a ministry or, you know, a company, but ultimately we're working for the Lord and we should be known for our excellence.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that in that we need to, I think the first thing that has to happen is humility. You know, I was reminded yesterday, somebody posted again, 2 Chronicles 7:14, which says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray. And so even before in that passage, we get to the part where we pray, it tells us we need to humble ourselves. And I think humility is such an important part of how we interact with the things of God. And so we'll use this brochure as a great example. You know, I think you had sent me a number of emails where you're like, you kind of puffed me up a little bit, where you're like, this is really great. Now, we have to make a couple changes, and I hope that it doesn't bother you. And I just thought, no way, it doesn't bother me at all, because Karen is so gifted in terms of grammar and reading sentence structure and making sure that the message is clearly conveyed with commas and apostrophes and all those things that I'm not good at. I mean, I'm good at making sure that it looks well on a page, making sure it's laid out well so that it kind of, you know, visually grabs your eye, but grammar and stuff is lost on me. I'm not gifted that way. And so, you know, just as we were even going through this process, I was reminded again that I have to have humility where I say, you know what, Lord, we're better together than we are apart. And you have people that you've brought in with great gifts of being able to discern grammar, being able to discern structure, being able to discern how people, I think you had even offered and said, hey, this is how, you know, some studies have said people interact with material. And so just making sure that we take all our gifts and we use them, and in that being humble with each other and saying, you know what, this person has, because of the Lord, something awesome to offer. My church secretary all the time will come in and I'll give her stuff to edit, and she'll come in and she'll say to me, I don't want to step on your toes. And I'll say, you are not stepping on my toes. In fact, you are helping my feet stand even more firm because of your gifts. I can communicate what the Lord's given me to communicate, but I can do so in a way that honors people who might be frustrated with bad grammar, who might be frustrated with bad sentence structure.
Yeah.
And so, you know, together we're better than we are apart.
Well, let me backstep it a little for our listeners, because there's even more to the story, because some people know I get a lot of ideas in my brain, and yet I'm kind of juggling a lot of balls, and there's a lot of energy that goes into a lot of things just to maintain the radio ministry. And so to go above and beyond some of the things I want to get accomplished, I heavily rely on volunteers and others. Well, you knew I wanted to have some kind of flyer or brochure or newsletter. But I was swamped with other things, and you went home. You just knew there was a couple things I was thinking about with the 2020 campaign or the 2020 challenge, and you put together like a layout, and you initiated on your own. And anyone who knows me, it's like I love volunteers, and I'm just wired to kind of maybe share something. But when somebody takes the initiative, man, I get inspired and enthused, and then I'll pour myself into it. And so you laid out like a draft version of some of the concepts that's like, that's exactly what I wanted. Oh, yeah, just a tweak here and maybe a word change here. And so that kind of began. And then you and I always laugh because the acid test is always taking our piece and then giving it to Karen. And she comes out with all these like, well, the inductive are this and we have to do this. And so she's gone through about three or four of the revisions. So I'm pleased to say with the graphics, I love how you picked out, you know, some photographs and used some creative, like a microphone and then the layout. And so this piece is almost all ready to go. It's at the printer. And so what I think, Jason, is I'm going to share this with anyone that corresponded with us last year or this year so far, just to save postage costs and be good stewards of our resources. And so if you've written us in the last year or this year, we'll be mailing this out in the next week or two. I hope to have included in this an updated program guide. But if you would like to receive this, it's our Will You Take the Great News Radio 2020 Challenge. It lays out some of the vision of this radio ministry, how we see God at work, how you can partner with us, some of the unique things we see God doing and touching. And it gives you kind of a resource to pray over or to share with a friend or a neighbor of your small group. It lists our frequencies. It shares our threefold goals to educate, edify, and evangelize. And I love how you have the folks representing our radio listening family at the bottom and the photo of yourself and Joey and me and just all the logos and the little message that's shared from me and how we have come up with this 2020 concept and how we hope God will use it in the days ahead. So all to say that if you haven't written us this year in the last few years and you'd like to receive one of these, I'd love to mail it out to you. Contact us by calling 217-367-7777. For our Indiana listeners, so it's a local call for you, you can dial 1-888-1-888-NEED-HIM. 1-888-333-9466. That's 1-888-333-9466. Or you can write us the old-fashioned way and say, hey, mail me one of those 2020 Campaign Challenge flyers. I'd like to know a little more. I'd like to get involved. I'd like to share this with my church or small group or neighbors. Just write us today at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. But thank you, Jason, helping put this together. And I strongly feel God's going to use it to equip us for the days ahead and some of the unique challenges we have as a radio ministry. This is our 20th year, and some of the equipment is from day one and needs to be retired. And we just see some advances that can be made as resources come in. So prayerfully consider how you can be a part of the 2020 Challenge. And the 2020 Challenge is giving $20 a month for the next 20 months. But hey, I don't want to limit you or set the bar maybe too high for some of you on fixed incomes. Maybe it's $5 a month, or maybe it's a one-time gift of $100 because you don't want to write us every month, or there's just other means that you want to give. Maybe it's a significant gift, or you got your tax check back, or you have some other resources that you want to donate. Hey, we won't turn anyone away. This is the Lord's work, and He's always provided these 20 years through you, our listeners, and we just marvel at how He continues to provide for us. So look forward to receiving our 2020 Challenge flyer and some other information in the days ahead. And if you've never contacted us before, this would be a great reason to call us and introduce yourself. Again, our phone number is 217-367-7777. And I should mention, Jason, I didn't share this at the beginning of the program, but is it little Abigail that's not feeling so well?
Yeah, that's why we're on the phone today. She was, last 2 days, had just kind of been laying on the couch and not doing too much. So yesterday we thought maybe she was hallucinating or something because she started yelling out loud asking us if she was still able to come to our birthday party.
So,
we weren't quite sure what was going through her mind, and so we kind of had a giggle, and then we had to, you know, kind of get serious and, you know, go over and make sure she was all right. But, yeah, she's just not feeling so hot, so I'm on dad duty today. Tasha had her last day. She's been leading Bible study fellowship through the life of Moses, and she wanted to be able to share that last day with her group. So I said, will you go, and I'll work out how we're going to do what needs to be done. So
holding down the fort. Well, thank you, God, for the technology. In fact, one of the things that I want to upgrade is it's called a TELUS. It allows me to take phone calls and do interviews over the phone lines. And, you know, it's not always ideal. This unit's about 14 years old, and we kind of need to upgrade so there's a better sound and a clearer signal through the phone lines. But thank you, God, for the technology that allows you to stay home with your daughter and me to be here in the home studio and us to be able to communicate through internet and all that goes into allowing these broadcasts to get over the airs. And I think as you began through your prayer, as you were just thanking God that here you can have two friends gathering, sharing their love for God, their love for the scriptures, their love for a ministry that's touching lives, and we have these great listeners that'll tune in and feel a part of the family. So it's kind of a very unique relationship that radio brings or affords people as you tune in and listen and imagine and think through and how God can use his word being read over the air or taught over the air to bring conviction or hope or change or maybe that healing balm that somebody needs to hear to know that God loves and cares for them.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's important for each listener to remember is that, first and foremost, this is God's ministry. But this is not Mark Burns' ministry. This is not, you know, this is not my ministry. This is, my church is not my ministry. It's God's ministry, first and foremost. And then it's a ministry of the people. It's a ministry that God is working through the people. Everything that happens with this radio ministry is not possible if not for the people who volunteer, who generously give exceedingly more and abundantly. I mean, none of this happens apart from God's work inside of his people to move them towards supporting and serving and loving and you know, encouraging and doing all these things. And so this radio ministry, you know, if you're somebody right now and you're listening, you're thinking, well, I don't know, you know, it's a 2020 challenge, I'm not really sure. I just want to challenge you personally from my heart to yours in the way that this is your ministry. This is your radio ministry. Now, some are called, but I believe that all of us are to support. All of us are here in a supportive role. You know, I think about Paul when he and Barnabas went out and they served the churches out on their missionary journeys. I mean, there was offerings being given from all those churches as Paul went on to the next church. I mean, when he went on to Corinth, there was offerings coming from Philippi and those. And so those places were supporting the Apostle Paul. So, you know, some people are got their hands directly on the work, but this is a ministry for the people and by the people. And so it's God working through all of us together that accomplishes these things, accomplishes more than I think we even know.
Yeah, well, that's to God be the glory, because we do have the good fortune or the blessing to hear from so many people that write us. But I know there are dozens of people that I meet that have never contacted us before and say, oh, I tuned in or I heard this, or somebody at Singing Men said, oh, Dr. David Jeremiah was teaching on this. And I'm like, oh, great. I didn't even know if they tuned in. And how the unchurched person or maybe the seeker that hasn't had the courage yet to show up in a church, and that's really God's bride. That's where God wants that manifestation of his witness, his testimony, his growth, the growth plan to all happen in that local body of believers. But I always see the radio ministry as being maybe a first step for some people as they get to hear about God's love, and then they have the courage, or maybe somebody invites them to a church so that they can really grow. But we have the advantage of being there 24 hours a day in the middle of the night or as they're driving to work. And I just praise God for this radio ministry and praise God for all the listeners that are funding it so that we can proclaim the good news message of Jesus 24 hours a day. While SRN News, it wants to proclaim its message of what's happening in the world. But if you want to contact us today, you can call Karen, or if the line is busy, call her back, 217-367-7777, or write us today at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, and we'll be mailing out our 2020 Challenge Flyer and a new updated program guide in the next week or so. So make sure that you get in touch with us, and we'll include you in this fun mailing. So call us today, 217-367-7777. Well, Jason, we'll be praying up little Abigail and your day, listener, that you'll allow God to work in and through you. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffel with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.